Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to discover the procrastination habits and inner distractions of business owners that causes them to jump on the procrastination merry-go-round. And he's a master at helping them eliminate those by creating action plans to get the profit-producing tasks done early. So I am super excited to introduce Doug Galinsky. Now, Doug helps entrepreneurs stay focused, motivated, and productive so they can stop working 60 or 70 hours a week and be home in time to enjoy dinner with their family. He helps them create a daily action plan and a set of rules to eliminate their procrastination habits and replace them with profit-producing productivity habits. Now, through his coaching, Doug helps entrepreneurs and business owners determine the most important tasks in their business and create a plan to complete those tasks by lunch. Now, this eliminates their overwhelm and worry so they can get a good night's sleep. They get twice as much done in half the time and have the freedom to leave the office to enjoy their children's soccer games, class plays, or after school events. Well, welcome, Doug. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Well, thank you, Wendy. I'm excited to be here as well.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping those busy entrepreneurs and business owners keep a balance between work life and family life. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it inspires me to inspire others and to see them get excited that they can actually get this work done by lunchtime and enjoy more time with their family, because really that's what life is all about.
Yeah. And it is so easy to get on that. Oh, just one more thing. I just got to do one more thing. And then pretty soon it's 5 o'clock, 5:30, 6:30. And that becomes a habit. So yeah, I love the focus of your work. So, but exactly, you know, what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, I've been an entrepreneur for, he's about 20 years now. I started with sold dictation products to doctors and lawyers, the high-end dictation products. And just even when I was a small kid, I was selling worms to fishermen and things. But I've always been inspired to be an entrepreneur. And then with that business, dictation products just weren't being used. So they were kind of becoming obsolete. So I realized that since I was a teenager, I was studying Tony Robbins and productivity. And I have over 18,000 hours of study in productivity. When I do sales calls on the road, I'd always be listening to audiobooks in my car and podcasts. So I knew I had so much to share with others. So I thought I should bring my experience in habit creation and positive habits and elimination of negative ones to other entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Now that makes a lot of sense. And just recognizing that, you know what, this is really an area that I'm an expert at, and a lot of people can really benefit from this expertise. And your path and your journey, you know, from this original ideas of, you know, being an entrepreneur from a very young age has given you your own personal insights to add to the wisdom that you have. So yeah, I love that. So how long have you had this coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
I've had it for a couple of years now, and it has evolved. When I first started out, I was mostly focusing on inspiration and motivation for everyone in general. Mm-hmm. But then I started kind of pivoting more towards entrepreneurs because I realized that that's what I was. And I had all the experience in building businesses and in what it took to build a business. Is it takes a different sort of mindset, and it takes daily inspiration, because inspiration, motivation, you know, it's not a one-time event. You actually need accountability if you're going to stay focused on what matters most.
Right. So you started out with a more of a general, you know, like, hey, I can help everybody, because who doesn't need inspiration, motivation? But then you narrowed the scope to focus specifically on these business owners and entrepreneurs. Yeah, no, that makes sure. sense. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
My biggest challenge by far has been perfection. I always felt like, okay, I have to have this website that has to be perfect before I can start selling my products. I have to have my course that I'm creating, Instant Motivation Infusion, that had to be perfect before I would release any of it. And
sounds like procrastination.
Oh yeah, it was. What it is perfection really is just procrastination wearing a disguise.
Yeah. So you had to tap into your own genius there. Because a lot of people struggle with that. I mean, who doesn't? We've been told, put your best foot forward. Well, my best foot is needing a few tweaks and everything before I'm going to put it forward. And then, well, I can do a little bit more, especially the high achievers. Like it sounds like you are from very early on. It sounds, you know, that's a natural kind of a thing in your whole outlook about who you are, right?
Oh, totally. And if you wait until, well, first of all, perfection is really just a myth. It doesn't exist. It's really, it's an opinion.
Yeah.
And you're far better off just putting the information out there and making adjustments as you go when you get feedback from your clients. And that's really what, you know, software companies do when they release a piece of software. They're always updating it.
Yeah, true.
That's the same 12. Mindset that coaches should have as well.
Yeah, I had never thought of it that way. There's always the beta version and then version 1,
exactly.
Version 20, version 1.567. So yeah,
so
I love
true.
That. That just kind of releases that pressure when you put it that
way. It does.
Well, so, you know, I mean, maybe that's what you did. What did you do to overcome that perfectionism? Did you just allow yourself, or what was the shift?
I changed my mindset to realize that, you know, great is good enough. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just, you release what you have, and then you get feedback and you make the adjustments as you go. It's all a learning process. And also learn to embrace failure, because failure is going to happen and things aren't going to go as planned. You can write out a business plan, but it rarely goes as planned. So just expect the failures and embrace them, learn from them and make adjustments.
Yeah, that can be a tough thing to swallow, you know, at first, because, you know, gosh, it takes a lot of courage to just get out there, and failure is like the biggest fear. But what I hear you say is just embrace it and know that's part of the process, and, you know, adjust, adapt, move forward.
Exactly. Because like I say, you're never going to be perfect. It's always an opinion anyways. So if you get negative feedback, don't take that personally. Learn from that. I see far too many people take negative feedback personally and let that actually stop them from moving forward. And that's sad. And we shouldn't do that. We should embrace it and learn from it and not take it personally.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's really a great piece of advice there. So, and you know, Doug, you're obviously an expert at helping entrepreneurs and business owners become the master of their schedules, you know, by getting the profit generating work done easily and early. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Speaking of taking rejection, do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I was used to the sales process because I've done it for decades. But it is a little bit different in the coaching, because in the sales process, when you're selling products, people could be rejecting the product and not you. Mm-hmm. Right. But in the coaching process, you tend to take that personally again, because they're rejecting you, or at least you feel like they're rejecting you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That can be frustrating. Definitely. Well, is there anything specific that, you know, you'd like a little bit of insight around that might be hanging you up at this point?
Yeah, one of the challenges that I've run into is getting clients to really think deeply about what their core issues are, how I can help them, you know, the things that are holding them back subconsciously. They're kind of looking at it from this 30,000 foot view and seeing it in a way that they're not really realizing their internal distractions and how they're affecting them. So my challenge is getting them to open up more about what their true challenges are and what's actually holding them back.
Right. Yeah. That is very interesting. And that is a challenge that a lot of coaches have in terms of creating that space where the prospective client feels that comfort or trust and able to, you know, to be able to go deeper within their own feelings or what's really below the surface. So I'd love to give you a little bit of insight around that if you'd like.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, it's like I said, it's very interesting because your ideal client is the business owner, the busy, the task driven, get it done, action oriented, generally speaking. Right? The entrepreneur, the business owner that's really juggling a lot, they're holding their team accountable. There's a lot going on intellectually. And so that's where they're used to operating from, that intellectual level. And, you know, first off, you're asking them to expose to you where they're having some glitches in their plan. And a lot of business owners, they hold that pretty tight. You know, they don't want others to know where there might be a weak link, especially if it could get out there. You know, who knows how the information could be used against them, you know? And so there's a trust component that is needed to be established in order for them to feel that confidence in you, trust in you, to be able to open up. And, you know, once you do help them to go deeper below that, you know, kind of the shield or the, you know, the exterior of, well, I do this and this and this, and I, you know, then you're able to really connect with their why. Why would they want, why is it important to be able to finish up work by 5 o'clock and be home by 5:30 and have peace of mind so that they can really enjoy their evening, you know, with their family and quality time and da, 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 da. And so there's one technique that is really effective at helping your prospective client to, you know, feel that trust within you so that they feel they can open up and maybe even connect, right? Connect with that below the layer. And that is to share a bit of vulnerability on your side. Talk about how with one of your business efforts, you had mentioned you'd built lots of businesses. So is there one where you were operating at this level of, you know, and maybe not, I don't know. And if it isn't you, because you've always been really tuned into being very productive and, you know, focused on motivation, that kind of thing. So maybe it's a client, you know, who goes unnamed. Maybe you can share a story of a client who was very similar to them. And, you know, they were running at this speed and trying to do all this. And so you're relating about another client of yours. And then what you discovered was when they were able to actually peel back the layers and realize the values that were driving the busyness and maybe preventing the productivity, that's when the real work was able to be done. And then, you know, once you establish that they're not alone, you know, in feeling this way or being at this state, it allows them to feel more confidence in you. And then obviously creating strategic questions that allow them to really open up without feeling like you're exposing weaknesses. So does that help at all?
Oh, that helps a ton. That is great. That is great advice.
Excellent.
Yeah, I really, really appreciate that, Wendy, because as you were explaining that all, I was getting so many ideas in my head and about how we are letting our ego get in the way and our pride and causing that reluctance to share our true selves. And if I share my stories, my challenges, because we all as entrepreneurs have had plenty of challenges. So I've had plenty that I could share stories about.
Okay.
And that is just great advice. That I can just see that helping a ton.
Oh, excellent. Yay. Well, be sure to let me know once you try this out in a real conversation, how it flies. So yeah, I'd love to hear some feedback. And
oh yeah, and, absolutely. I will.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting to me, Doug, that we've just been through this pandemic, right? I'd say through it. For most of us, we're through it. There's still countries out there that are not through it. And, you know, my hearts go out as everybody kind of opens up again, back into some level of, you know, getting back to normal. But I'm curious, what's been the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do? You know, in looking at these entrepreneurs and business owners and the impact that it's had on their businesses, their lives, their families' lives. It's just been a whole lot of dynamics that have really shifted over the last 15 to 18 months. So can you share a little bit about that?
Sure. It's had a huge impact on them. They've had to go from working from the office to working from home. So in the office, you have a certain set of distractions, but at home, you have a whole new set of distractions and a whole new set of things that cause you to jump on this procrastination merry-go-round. It could, like at work, it might have been meetings or interruptions from employees, but at home, now you've got the interruption from the kids homeschooling, you've got your dog barking, you realize that your laundry hasn't been done, so you use that as a procrastination crutch, and you go do your laundry, or you clean up the dog poop. I mean, it could be any number of things, but there's so many more different distractions at home that they have to get used to.
Yes, absolutely. I can really see how the work that you do is just, it's been brought to a real forefront in terms of the need, you know, to really create that. I don't know what it is, whether it's a structure or methodology, or in fact, you know, clue me in here, Doug, how do you work with entrepreneurs and business owners who want to get off that procrastination merry-go-round and stop working on and on into the evenings and weekends and finally, you know, have that fulfilling work-life balance? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. One of the first things that I do is have them make a list of their internal and external distractions. And usually the internal distractions are these things that you do to secretly procrastinate. So
justify.
Right, exactly. So it's a justification. So you may think that you need to check email every 10 minutes, but you're better off scheduling it just two or three times during the day. And then after that, after we create an action plan to distract the distractions before they happen. So you have to put up a roadblock to your distractions. And then once you do that, then we have to determine the most profit-producing task that you have and complete those first thing in the morning, because you have the most energy at the first part of the day. If you leave those tasks for 3, 4, 5 o'clock at night, they're going to take you 3 to 4 times as long because you just don't have the concentration that you have in the morning, and you get more distractions that happen throughout the day, whether it be like a fire that you have to put out that happened in the office, you know, metaphorically speaking.
Right.
And it's all these things that happen throughout the day, leave them for the afternoon, leave the meetings for the afternoon, because you are the most productive first thing in the morning. So that's when you need to be doing those profit producing tasks.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that makes sense. So those are the three pillars.
Exactly. And if you do those three things, then you're going to be able to leave work by 5 o'clock. You're not going to have your partner calling you up and saying, "Why are you going to be home in time for dinner tonight? Or should I put it in the refrigerator so you can warm it up in the microwave?" You're not going to have those challenges because you're going to get those most important tasks completed first.
Right. It makes so much sense, but yet this is the muck that we get stuck in, right? And it feeds the procrastination dragon. It feeds that animal. It just perpetuates, and it just, it, like you said, it's a merry-go-round, and it is so hard to jump off of that once this pattern starts happening in this unawareness. I think, at least for me, it's like, oh, how many times do I go click on, you know, my email or my social media? And is it a fire to put out? No, I don't realize how much time it takes. So yeah, this is brilliant. I love this. Yeah, this is fantastic. So, well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
They can reach me on my website, which is kickinthebutt.com, but with the two T's, just kind of, because I...
That's straightforward, Doug.
Yeah, it really is. Because you need a kick in the butt. You need somebody to hold you accountable. And that's what I do through my coaching, is besides creating an action plan and distracting your distractions and ensuring that you do your profit-producing tasks before lunch, I'm also going to kick you in the butt and hold you accountable and make sure you do those things. Because I find that far too often, without accountability, we still find a way to jump on that procrastination merry-go-round. Mm-hmm. And from my website, I have actually a distractor distractions checklist that they can download. Ah. And through that checklist, I also have a video explaining the checklist and walking through there. They can also sign up for a free 15-minute business brainstorming session where we'll quickly work on their specific needs, and they can ask me whatever questions they want, and we can create a quick little action plan for them. And you can also find me on Instagram at Kick in the Butt Motivation.
Okay, fantastic. So I'm just writing that down. Kick in the Butt Motivation, right? That's your Instagram handle.
Correct.
And then your URL is kickinthebutt.com, and that's two T's.
Correct.
And so also on your website, though, it sounds like you've got just a lot of great things. One of the things that I jotted down was this distractor distractions checklist.
Correct.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Now, is that a shopping cart type thing? What's the fee for that?
Oh, that's free. That's just a free, that's free thing that they can download.
And I
also have a video.
And the video that goes with it? Great.
Go with it. Exactly.
That's generous of you. And then this brainstorming session, that's a 15-minute session. Now, what is the rate for that? What is your fee for that?
That is free as well.
Oh my gosh, that is fantastic. So they can actually talk with you about what's going on in their world and put together, you know, just brainstorm with you about, you know, what can be done to stop this procrastination and reprioritize. And stop the pattern. So, okay, fantastic. So that's kickinthebutt.com. Instagram is kickinthebuttmotivator.
Motivation.
Okay, jotting that down. And of course, look in the show notes for all our listeners for these hyperlinks. And you've got this checklist and a brainstorming session. So yeah, fantastic. Well, Doug, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning his decision to have even started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Number one thing is believe in yourself and don't undervalue yourself. I find far too often that people will say, oh, I just do this or I just do that. No, you don't just do that. You're great at that. Mm. You know, don't undervalue yourself. Believe in yourself, because you're awesome and you do kick butt. And you have to realize that you have so much to share with the world and you have a positive difference to make in the world. So don't be afraid to let your true self out. And also celebrate every win that you have. I mean, there's so many small wins that people just seem to disregard or kick them to the curb. They think they're nothing, but every small win adds up to these big wins. It doesn't have to be a home run every time. A single is a win. Mm-hmm. So just celebrate those wins and realize how amazing you truly are.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I love that, because that is so hard to do, especially since most entrepreneurs feel like they're on an island, right? You're not in this big team of people and you don't have the manager or VP or whatever handing out little like attaboy, attagirl type thing. It's you. So yeah, that's all great, great advice and wisdom. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. That's awesome.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. And Doug, it's just been so great getting to hear about your journey from, you know, your early entrepreneurial efforts, selling worms to fishermen and various versions of other businesses that you've started. But you were determined to learn productivity and motivation and, you know, taking a stand for that and realizing that that really is now your zone of genius, you know, to this impactful work you're now doing as a business productivity coach and helping busy entrepreneurs and business owners learn how to get twice as much done in half the time and have that freedom to leave the office, to enjoy their children, to enjoy their family, and enjoy their own time after work. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. I really appreciate you having me on.
Yeah. And again, for all our listeners, you can reach Doug Galinsky through his website, and that is kickinthebutt.com. And remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've established all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Doug Galinsky. And as always, here's to your success.